Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Let's have a fun chat over the next hour. We get a chance to visit with Jay Kidwell, sports anchor from WHBF-TV in the Quad Cities. Now, this is a guy I've been trying to get on for a couple of years. He's a tough man to track down. I guess we finally got you on. Jay Kidwell, good morning. How are you doing in this COVID-19 pandemic?
Jim Taylor, good morning, sir. Great to be with you and your audience this morning. What a beautiful Saturday we've got. First off, hats off to you for all that you do, and most notably right now, keeping this show going through Memorial Day weekend. I heard you in the Open, and I think that is terrific, because the one thing I keep hearing is the more things we do that keep the normal routine going as best you can, where nothing is normal, it gives people a little sense of comfort, and I'm sure you're a huge part of that as well for your listeners.
Thank you very much. I know my mom and dad, they live in Hampton, Illinois, and my mom watches TV religiously. And when I talk to Quad City TV media personalities, she will always ask me, are they really that nice? So, Jay Kidwell, are you that way off the air like you are on the air? You're, and I mean this. This is Jim Taylor speaking. Your on-air vibe is so endearing. So you're a guy I'd like to sit down and maybe one day break bread with and drink a frosty libation with. Would it be a good time?
I think that would be a great time. I think, and as you mentioned in the beginning, to a variety of variables, unfortunately, we have not been able to hook up until this morning. But no, it's that's the biggest thing is be yourself. I'm not out to put on a show or whatever. I think when I first started, my first sports job in 1990 in Springfield, Massachusetts. And the sports director that I worked with said, when you're on TV, nobody cares about whatever troubles or, if you couldn't get that highlight edited in time or something goes wrong with your show. People are working hard every day, and when they're watching you, they just want to get the information and have some fun and enjoy some highlights and enjoy the sports. So even if things go a little upside down on TV, which invariably it will, put a positive face on it and have fun with it, and it's TV. I mean, I'm not doing surgery, so if I have a rough night, make the best of it and have fun and don't complain. I mean, there's things to complain about. The sportscast isn't something to get too wrapped up in. Yes, I take it seriously and I want to do a good job, but keep some perspective.
Yeah, and I think maybe sometimes the people in the Quad Cities do not realize how fortunate they are with the competitive market. I mean, there's three stations that provide a lot of local content. I know we're always concerned about declining newsrooms, whether that be print media. The radio industry has taken a significant hit in not a lot of local flavor to programming. But, TV, we still have three competitive TV stations that provide content. So that's pretty cool, right? I mean, there is a competition game here, but I know there's mutual respect out there in the industry too.
Yeah, absolutely, and same can be said for WRMJ, understanding the importance of all the games that you bring to your listeners. So there's no doubt there's a huge value in that, and Matt and Corey over at 8 do a wonderful job, and Joey and Scooby at 6 now, and of course, I'm now working with Dustin Nolan and Adam Rosso, who's been our Hawkeye headquarters guy now for 3 years, and he does a lot of high school stuff as well for us on Fridays and throughout the week. Huge value in that. I mean, if we were just regurgitating things that you could get on ESPN or the national stuff, I think that's a tribute to why we're even still doing sportscasts now. I mean, friends of mine that don't live in the area are saying, well, I mean, you must have it pretty easy now, or not easy, I shouldn't say that, but, so obviously no sports, so what are you doing? And I'm like, well, no, we're still doing sportscasts, and I know 6 and 8 are as well, and that's a tribute to, keeping it local flavor and trying to come up, doing positive stories and doing local things. which I don't necessarily know what, I certainly don't know what's going on in every market in the country, but I would think that we might be on a shorter list of markets that are still doing regular sportscasts in almost the same amount of time as a normal day.
All right, so you said you started in 1990. Did you say Springfield, Massachusetts? Is that right?
Yes, correct. It was first weekend, September 1990, is at the ABC affiliate in Springfield, Mass. I got hired. My first day was a Saturday, and the first Sunday they sent me to Foxborough to cover the Patriots-Dolphins opener, and I thought, well, you know, I think I can get used to this. This seems like a pretty fun thing to do.
Yeah, and now Springfield, Massachusetts, that's the home of the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? Am I right on that?
That is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome. So, you know, you've been in the Quad Cities, though, a while, so you haven't had that much of a vagabond lifestyle since 1990. I know a lot of TV guys move around. So what have been the different places you've been to in your career since 1990? So you've just surpassed you've reached 30 years in the business.
I guess that's why I'm 55 now. I always figure I feel like I'm 35. I look in the mirror and I look 85, and then I figure, all right, 55 must be about right. So I worked in Springfield, Massachusetts from 90 to 95, and then I went down to Hartford, Connecticut from 95 to 01, and came out here and started June 4th of 01 at Channel 4, and had no idea how long I'd be out here, but absolutely love the Quad Cities, love the area, love what I get to do. You know, I know probably earlier in my career and to each their own, but there's times where people get obsessed with market size and, you know, they want to anchor in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever and go for it. But sometimes I've been with enough people where the grass is not necessarily always greener. And if you find a good spot, if you like what you're doing, quality of life, you know, again, here's my 55 years shining. Quality of life is huge, and I would say my quality of life is terrific, and this area is a big part of it as to why I'm very happy and content and enjoy what I get to do.
So 19 years in the Quad Cities. So let's go back to, like, 1990, and they say, okay, Kidwell, you get the job in Springfield, Massachusetts, and here's your first assignment. So you said you mentioned you got to go to a Patriots game, I think, initially. So, you know, we all have to admit in this business that there is a little ego, and maybe more ego, like, earlier in your career than later in your career. Later in your career, you're a little bit more reflective on what you did. So what was it for you? Like, when you talk about, like, how maybe you've changed a little bit from 1990 to 2020, when we have these, like, you have to have, like, self-awareness as you grow older and self-reflection. And I know one of the great interviews I did here last summer, I was talking to a coach in the area that grew up in the area, and I asked him about coaching and how he changed, and he always tells the great quote of saying Brad Dixon of 2019 would fire Brad Dixon of 1999, because there's this professional development, and we all have to go through it. I mean, you have to go through it. That's how you learn in life. After you get out of school, you have to reflect back and say, oh, man, that's cringeworthy. Why did I ever do that or say that or produce that? So what was it for you when you look back at your career to say, oh, man, Kidwell, what did I do that for? And now Taylor's asking me about it on Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's a great one. Well, that's why you are who you are, and you have this wonderful form. Well, one of the great moments, or I shouldn't say great moments, but a moment that I look back at and I'm like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? Was back in Springfield for the Hall of Fame game. Purdue was in town as one of the teams, and we got down to the press conference late. So they had left the interview area, and they were out on the court practicing. And, you know, I'm a rookie out of the gate, and I'm like, well, we'll just go get Coach and some players out here and go out with the photographer I was working with. And I just yelled over. I'm like, hey, Coach Katie, if you have a second, love to talk with you over here. And he goes, you know, give me a minute. And he comes over and he's like, he basically gives me the riot act, telling me that, you know, the time for me to get the questions and the interview and the interviews with him and his players, that was a half hour ago in the other room. But this is my time with my team on the basketball floor. We're getting ready for a game. This is my time with my team. That being said, you asked nicely, so let's do the interview. What do you want to talk about? And then he was a complete gentleman. I couldn't have been, you know, looking back at it, I'm completely embarrassed that I can't imagine I did such a thing. But he handled it just perfectly. And, I mean, so much of this business is you have moments in time. You know, Gene Katie forever, in my mind, will be just a class act because of that instance that I ran into him. And, you know, I was just a dopey rookie TV guy, and he handled it with very much grace, and I'll always appreciate that. And obviously, I'm remembering that here in 2020.
Yeah, and now you're talking to a kid, a bald-headed kid who loved Big Ten basketball in the 1980s when Gene Katie would have that gold coat on and that comb-over hairstyle, and he'd throw that coat on the jacket because he'd get mad at some bad official in the Jim Bain in the Big Ten, man. Anyway,
yeah.
That's how my mind works.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
When he first went off, I'm like, oh boy, I just opened up a can of worms here. I mean, that's putting it nicely. But then it all shifted. I always remember he says, since you asked politely and nicely, let's do the interview and what do you want to know? And so where it started and where it ended, it was quite the odyssey. But as I said, it's one of those moments for sure.
All right. And do you feel, you know, I always like to ask people this when I get media people on. You feel your industry is at a good place right now, like local TV. You feel pretty good about it. And then you can go more micro and say, well, local sports on TV, because I assume you probably get in arm wrestling matches up in Rock Island. They better give me 6 minutes. They better give me 7 minutes. So that's some like TV like talk behind the scenes, I guess. But do you feel like you're in the industry is in a good place?
I would hope so. I mean, TV news is definitely different for market sizes. I mean, if you're in Chicago, I'm sure the sports, I remember a huge Yankee fan, which I may have just lost some fans out there with that bomb, but growing up in Connecticut, about 50 miles from New York City, grew up in the New York TV market, but I was out in Chicago, a Yankee series, and we stayed the night in a hotel going to the whole series. And I remember watching one of the replays at like 1 a.m. or one of the sports casts, and they did a, you know, like maybe three White Sox-Yankees plays and threw it out to a live shot out of the stadium and, you know, wrapped around a couple of interviews and came back and did a couple of Cubs plays, Cubs in Pittsburgh, did a reader, Bears preseason tomorrow, Bears and Rams on Channel 5 at 7, and then a Tiger Woods birdie putt. And I'm like, that sportscast was like it was like 3 minutes long, and like I could have probably walked into the building at 9:30 and done that thing blindfolded. I mean, just a different dynamic. So, sort of what you said earlier in the broadcast, you know, how 4, 6, and 8 go are so dedicated to high school athletes and running around. I don't see Chicago on a regular basis, but I don't think they're necessarily all racing around Bolingbrook and then all over Chicagoland getting that stuff on a Friday night. But as far as my particular spot, our news director, Mike Mickel, and my general manager, Marshall Porter, who's actually leaving in a month, they have really embraced the high school cause, where this is probably the best time I've ever had as far as resources and time allotment. They pretty much say, whatever you need, let's do it. On the basketball Fridays, I mean, we were coming on, I think the first block of the news was over at about 10:07, and then myself, Dustin, and Adam would take it till 10:35 with highlights, and they'd throw us extra, you know, obviously as many camera guys as we could to go out and get games, which, you know, 10 years ago, that was not what I was going through here. I mean, they'd say, you know, me and the weekend guy go out and get what you can get, and we'll try to, you know, we'll make the best of it. But, no, I mean, probably right now I'm in as good a spot as I've been, and a lot has to do with my current news director, Mike Mickle, and he certainly understands the value of high school athletics.
And then as far as who you work with when, you know, you're covering the prep scene and then even the local college scene with, you know, Augie and St. Ambrose and Blackhawk, I mean, they're pretty receptive, right? I mean, working with them, they understand what coverage means. Do you get that vibe from the people that you're covering, or have you had any issues, I guess, with that type of stuff of somebody being a jerk about it? Because I've really never run into that at the high school level in my 30 years here.
No, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to come up with anybody that's ever given us a hard time about any of it. Coach Giovanni, who it looks like you'll have on next week, and he will be a firecracker for you. He's dynamite. He's great. Coach Shovelin at Ambrose, and you know, of course, the high school coaches. No, everyone's very accommodating and pretty much do what they can do to help you out on things like that. There's no doubt. And then, actually, I think they saw your comment the other day with Claire Peterson. And, I mean, he's just he's a gem as well. And, I mean, here he is running the JDC, and pretty much whatever you need, he'll make time to pitch you in.
No doubt, and that's great. And then the other thing, the kids you cover, too, I know they may not understand it at the time, but they're a receptive and appreciative audience, too. And that's what I really love about the Quad City TV market and covering the local prep scene, is they get kids on camera, and more importantly, is they get kids on microphone, which I think is a pretty big deal. And I hope that never ends in the Quad City TV market. I hope they're committed to getting kids on the air and getting comfortable. And that's what the nice thing is about our audience, and who we work with, the primary schools. The kids are accustomed to it out here. They know we're going to get them on the air. And I don't know. I just think it works better that way when the expectation is, hey, there they are. They're going to get me on the air, so I better be ready, if you know what I mean. I mean, I get that vibe from the people we cover, and then I get that from the kids in the Quad Cities, because they're comfortable because they know cameras and mics are around them, which makes your job a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sometimes for you know, a sophomore or somebody has a big game, or a junior, somebody who may not be totally dialed into it at that point, you know, be patient, try to throw them. So a lot of times I'll try to throw out, you know, one thing, I'm never going to be as critical of a high school kid. That's just not my thing. They're high school kids. They're all trying. The fact that they're out there competing and trying their best, they're a winner in my book. You know, people are going to win, people are going to lose. And invariably, for the most part, I don't talk to the losing team unless it's like a playoff game or a game where it, you know, incredibly significant. Just because, you know, I try to just respect that this isn't their best moment in time, and I don't need to go, you know, throw a camera right in front of their face and get that emotion. That's not what I'm looking for. But try to give them a good question to sort of get them comfortable, and invariably sometimes I'll try to, like, the question that I know that I'm probably going to want to use on TV might be my third question, hoping that after the first one or two, that they've now sort of warmed up and now they're sort of flying with things. But no, it's incredible how good. I mean, these are high school students that are giving really good sound bites. On I'm trying to think of who it was. My morning fog is it may not see if I'll pick it up before the hour's over. I remember there was one athlete I talked to, and I was thinking that was like so good. That was like better than, like, I mean, there's like been professional athletes I've talked to that wouldn't have put together that response as well as you did.
All right, talking to Jay Kidwell, a lot more coming up. I wanted to get into the family, too. We'll talk a little bit about that because I know he's proud of his children, and I know he involves them and some of the social media stuff. So we have more coming up. Jay Kidwell, a great guest on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Stay tuned.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Your Country Financial representative will work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Contact your Country Financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Viola, see me, Troy Mayhew.
And in Moline, see me, Steve Sim.
Office Specialists understands keeping communities safe is a priority. Office Specialists is open during this unprecedented time as an essential business. They are key in logistics for public safety, municipalities, banks, food service, healthcare, and more. Purchase items by calling 309-342-7711 to arrange curbside pickup or delivery to the Aledo area. Or go to osi.biz to order online. Office Specialists frequently sanitizes surfaces within their facility, their warehouses, and their vehicles. Office Specialists in Galesburg thanks you for your support.
Buying new is out of the question. The next best option, a quality pre-owned vehicle at a sweet price. But where to start? Progress Park Auto Sales should be first on your list and will probably be the last too once you find yourself in a warranted vehicle from their lot that is just what you were looking for. Did I say warranted? I sure did. Most of their vehicles come with a comprehensive warranty. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. Open every weekday to serve you. Progress Park Auto Sales, Route 17, Aledo.
All right, a COVID-19 Sports Line edition on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm Jim Taylor, and here's a great segue. That was a Ty Taylor spot produced, Progress Park Auto Sales. That's my oldest kid. So this is a perfect segue. So I know, Jay Kidwell, I see stuff you post about your children. How does it work? A guy with crazy TV hours. How is he able to stay that connected and, you know, I see all the stuff you do with your children. How do you do all that?
It's, it's a juggling act, there's no doubt. My son, Tyler, who is now 23, and he actually works at the station now. He's on the production side of things. But for years he would,
we're like one another, dude. We're twins. Cause my son works here at WRMJ and your son works at WHBF. We twins, man.
It's the love of the business and he's gotten a good dose of it and it's fun stuff. So it's great to have him around and all of that. So it's fun, but he's actually less around now than, in fact, if I didn't see him at work, I don't think I'd see him much at all, because then he's typically out wherever. Of course, now it's a little bit different with what's going on at this current moment in time, but usually he's on the move with friends and doing things. But, when he was 8, 9, 10, he'd come in and he'd roll around with me to various games and go to games with me. And then sometimes on Fridays, he found out that, one of our other photogs, Brian, he would stop at more drive-thrus than I would. So he'd end up going with him on Friday nights because he goes, well, I think Brian's going to stop at more drive-thrus. So, I'm going to go with him to his games. I thought it was that he wanted to go to those games in particular, but I found out there was a food angle to that thing.
So you have how many kids? Yeah. How many kids you have then?
I've got three kids. My oldest daughter lives down in the Dallas area, so she's down there. My son 23 is still with me here, and my youngest is 20. My daughter Emily, she's a sophomore at Luther up in Decorah, Iowa. And she's doing the online classes and doing that now to finish up her sophomore year. So three of them.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So we learned a little bit more about Jay Kidwell this morning. Now, I think one of the great things that you do at four is those challenges you put on the air. Give us the backstory on that, and you really have fun with that and do a lot of different things. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's thank you, Jim. In fact, well, I know you're quite the athlete. You're out doing, you're playing games all the time.
Very
something that we can do.
Very badly, though.
Well, that's the name of the game for me. I mean, if I could do any of these things, I wouldn't be trying to talk about it. But it's called Go For It, and it's Monday nights on Channel 4, and then on the morning show on Tuesday. But it's just any kind of challenges. You know, the inception, it just came up. Somebody once asked me to do something, and we went with it. And then I said, let's turn this into a weekly thing, and all kinds of things. I mean, we were at the rodeo in New Windsor, and that's where I, like, rode, well, the smallest bull you could find. The rodeo clown, actually, I was thinking about it, and then I was getting a little apprehensive about doing that for, I would say, for good reason. And then, in fact, Mike Mickle, the news director, was with us on location. He's like, you know, Jay, you don't have to do it. I mean, nobody, you don't need to go ride a bull or whatever, any of that stuff. And then during, like, the earlier newscast, a couple of the rodeo clowns come over, and then they're like, so who's riding today? And then they all point at me, and then they're like, well, it's easy, it'll be fun. And I said, well, actually, I don't think I'm going to do it. And lo and behold, the rodeo clown is the guy who talked me into doing it. So I'm not sure, probably not my best moment in time, but they said, you know, you'll get on, you'll ride for a couple of seconds, and you'll fall off. And you know, as we get going, as we're, like, before they let the open the cage or whatever, they're like, do you love your mother? And I'm like, yeah, I love my mother. They open the door, I'm out, and probably within a half a second, I'm on my back in the dirt. And like, that was bizarre. But all kinds of, I've been able to do all kinds of fun things, and it's been a real, you know, I mean, we did a lot of bowling and a lot of basketball. It's kind of an odd thing because if I take on a 7-year-old in a free throw shooting contest, well, if I beat the 7-year-old, it's like, yeah, hey, way to go, way to crush the kid's dreams, way to, you know, be the big guy, you know. But then if you lose to the 7-year-old, it's like, well, you're an idiot. How do you lose to the 7-year-old? So it's all fun. I don't care whether I win or lose. It's really just about having fun. And most of the time I lose, and that's pretty much straight up how my athletic talent is. So that's pretty realistic.
That's great, because I was thinking about New Windsor Rodeo when you're telling that story. I'm like, I could imagine they're making Kidwell sign a waiver, and then they say, hey, you need to buy this life insurance policy, but hey, it's going to be okay. Get on the bull, name killer. It's going to be okay. So did you start doing that in 2001 when you first got here? Or how long have you been doing that Go For It thing?
Oh, it's probably been 10 years, probably at least 10 years. Not right out of the gate. One of them was a swimming challenge that I had, which has now altered all my other swimming challenges. I found out our viewers really enjoy me being shirtless on TV, so I found out that's always that's always good for ratings. So we tried to do that. And then a swimmer at Moline High School challenged me to a race, so I go over there and do that. And then, you know, there I am with the big dad trunks, you know, totally in a mismatch. And as soon as we dive into the pool, I realize my suit is probably down at my ankles right now. So now I'm swimming with one arm, my other arm's trying to grab my suit, and then all they can envision is, of course, Kevin with the camera shooting this, and then the Moline, his teammates and parents were there, and I'm thinking, you know, I hope my butt's not, you know, too much out of the water right now. And so now all future swimming challenges, we start in the water and we just push off the wall so I don't have the diving element taking my suit off, which is probably more than your listeners wanted to hear on a Saturday morning.
They're saying, Kidwell, your pants fell off.
Yes, that was kind of a tricky spot, but all kinds of fun things we've been able to do. It's just been a blast, and if anybody has suggestions, I always welcome them. Contact me at the station or whatever's the easiest way and let me know. And I'll tell you what, it is far and away the most feedback I hear about anything is the Go For It. Just doing the crazy stuff. And And whenever somebody, and I'm very flattered when somebody, you know, recognizes it and connects the dots and all of that. And then I say, well, what do you like to do? What, I think we should do one. I mean, if you're a good viewer for us or whatever, I'd love to do one. And then they're like, oh, no, I just like watching them. I don't want to do it. And I'm like, well, no, it's all fun. I mean, it's not serious. We just have a good time with it. And like, no, I'm not going to do it. So sometimes I try to wrestle people into doing one, but don't have all that luck. Don't have that success all the time.
All right. Well, so it's awesome because then I'm thinking, so on Wednesday nights at Green Valley, I play with a hodgepodge of dudes that are 50 and over softball, and now we can get Jay Kidwell to come out and bat cleanup and play shortstop for the Silver Spur 50 and over softball league down at Green Valley. There's a go for it. And you probably would drink some cheap beer afterwards too, wouldn't you?
I think that sounds like it's got to be a must-do. I think when I was with you, when we had you on our TV show on Fox 18, you were talking about that, and I continue to drop the ball on all these things, but that sounds like a fun time. I mean, it'd be fun. Actually, I did a hitting contest, and I thought this would be pretty good, and I was stunned at how poorly I was not hitting the baseball. So softball may be a little bit bigger, maybe a little more success.
Well, you don't have to be very good to play on our team, that's for sure. You'd fit right in. You'd fit right in on Wednesday night at Green Valley. All right, so that is bottom line is it's local content. And that's what, to me, is so important about doing things like that. You do the local story with a local angle, local people, and I just, there needs to be more of that type of content on local TV. Those are the stories I really like seeing. So I wanted to really pat you on the back about doing that Go For It challenge, because I think that's good local TV. There's many different local people you can get out there doing different things, and you know, an entertainment value with it is pretty important to me. And that's the perfect segue, Jay, I guess, to the next question. And I talked to a lot of TV guys. Go ahead.
Can I do one quick thing?
Sure.
Just because I thought of my brain's waking up. A couple of quick ones. A Bettendorf soccer player challenged me to one to try to score a goal on him. And then, which I had no luck at. And then he's like, well, why don't we reverse it? And he literally hit some lasers over my head. And I'm literally like running out of the goal. I'm like, this was a really poor idea. So I was like, I'm not trying to stop anything. I'm just trying not to get destroyed. And then one of the dance studios had me come over to try to do some dancing. And me dancing, nobody wants to see anywhere, much less on TV. But, again, I would welcome any ideas anybody has. Love to hear from you. And it could be anything from darts to dancing to, you know, maybe I don't want to ride a bull again, but, you know, whatever.
All right. Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you for letting me talk about that.
Yeah. And, again, anytime they say, Kidwell, yeah, hey, before you do this, you got to sign this waiver and buy this life insurance policy. Nope. Then the answer is no, I'm not going to do it. But then the balance when you talk about TV news between entertainment and content, you know, there is a fine line. So can you elaborate a little bit about kind of approaching it? Maybe not so, more so in sports than there is in news, but there is entertainment value in all this. There has to be some of that, but then you have to, you know, delicately balance that with the content too. So how does that work for you, I guess?
Yeah, no, I mean, it absolutely is. I mean, do you want to give them information, but do it in a fun manner, an entertaining manner. You know, I might have to put people to sleep. I mean, I do get fired up. I mean, if I can't get fired up for my, you know, 4 or 5 minutes or whatever the amount of time is that I have, you know, I'm probably doing the wrong thing. So, no, you definitely want to try to put it in a good light and have fun with it and make it exciting. And I mean, I get excited about it. I mean, I've got a great job. I mean, I get to talk about sports and do some highlights and go to games. And then you come back I mean, the hard work is putting it all together. So when you go upstairs to the studio to deliver it, that's the fun part of it. Cause now you've you know, I mean, I love going to the game, so you're racing back and you're editing and the pressure of trying to get it all done in time and all of that. So you're, you know, 10:18 is going to show up regardless of where you are in your editing cycle. But at that time, it's fun to do it. And, you know, trying to make it fun, get good video, write to the good video, and just, make it enjoyable. I mean, you know, people have choices. I mean, you know, there's, you know, that remote is right there that you can be gone in half a second. And sort of my theory, and I'll try to share this with, some of my colleagues over the years, which kind of takes me back to what we were talking about earlier about, how I've sort of changed over the years, is I almost enjoy now as much watching my, my weekend guys over the years succeed and move on, because I understand that most of them are here for like 2 years or 3 years and then they're going to move on to a different job, and I get that and I understand that, so I enjoy seeing their progression. But what I try to let them know is, you know, every night make it the best show you can make it, because either this might be the first night someone's watching you and you want to give them a wonderful show, a wonderful sports cast, or, you know, if it's a loyal viewer, well, you certainly want to reward them and give them a wonderful show and reward them for choosing you and choosing to stay with you. Never take it for granted, because they can flip away in no time, and you don't know whether you'll get them back or not, and you don't take that lightly. We certainly appreciate the viewers and try to do what you can to make it an enjoyable, informative, fun sports cast. So the times when you've got like the tough stories to deal with, you know, I mean, there's, you know, those are tough ones, because, you know, there's not a whole lot of upside, but I'm definitely going to try to make the glass half full, you know, virtually all the time when possible.
Yeah, so you've done it for 30 years, right? So when you, and I always say there, people can't lie, there's some ego in this business. There are, and I don't care who it is, you have to have a little ego in this business. So, like, when you reflect back and, like, you're doing a story, or you're doing a sports cast, and it's like, you know, Jay Kidwell, WHBF Sports, and you're done doing it, whatever, a package or a anchor in a sports cast, and you get done and you think, man, I hit that one out of the park tonight, man. I'm proud of that work. But then maybe the reaction to that wasn't what you thought it would be by the public. Then conversely, it's the other way, where you walk off and, man, you think, what a crappy piece I just put together. But then you hear some reaction from somebody and you're like, man, I didn't expect that. Do you have any like of those type of stories? Because I always like the ones where you have that, where you think, man, I really knocked it out of the park, and then maybe you didn't knock it out of the park. Because there's always this thing, because I have mutual respect, we talk about it in the industry, and I know one of the things I've heard Dwyer and Michaels do, they're legends in Quad City Radio, is they'll get out old tapes of themselves, like when they first started. And I always think that's great, because you need to laugh at yourself in this business, too. I mean, you have to have ego, but then you have to realize, too, man, you suck sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be brought back to reality. So long story short, if you know what I'm getting at here. So I guess your response to that bad question I just asked you.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's I'll tell you, I keep it pretty. I'm probably not going to be the best one on this question, because I keep it pretty even keel. No matter how great it is or how bad it is, you know what? More than likely, I'm going to come back tomorrow, and you're going to try again and go get them. So, you know, I mean, if I have a rough night, the biggest thing is you just definitely want to try to learn from it and figure out, all right, what went wrong, what happened here, what can I have done better, you know, and move in that direction. Yeah, as far as, you know, I think that I'm just really flattered, you know, when you run into people that enjoy your show. So, again, I'm 55 now, so me in Springfield is probably a different reaction. So, yeah, going back to that earlier thing, there's definitely a transition. I remember a night at stopping at Hy-Vee on the way home on a Friday night, and one of the workers there was asking me about, you know, they enjoy the Friday highlights, and I think it was during football season, and then they're trying to figure out, you know, like what games we were going to be at and what game, you know, they were trying to, like, they were almost like mapping out your rundown and all of that. And, you know, I probably talked to this guy for 5 minutes or something, and, it was, a wonderful visit, but then you just realize what a great form and what a lucky opportunity, and you could almost bring some smile and enjoyment into that guy's Friday evening, and that's flattering, and boy, if I can make somebody smile, and now more than ever during this situation, boy, that is almost my mission right now, is to try to put together a sportscast where hopefully I can not have your brain be exploding from everything that's going on, and we can give you 4 minutes to maybe take a breath and enjoy something. So hopefully I sort of got to your answer there one way or another.
Have you ever, though, stuck in an old tape like from 1993 and looked at it and like, oh man, I don't know. What was I thinking?
And probably the biggest thing is what I was doing with makeup. I would probably look like somebody out of a horror movie. You know, the makeup thing is just nuts. Now I literally do nothing on makeup because my head is pretty much what it is. There's not a whole lot you can do with this.
There's
not a whole lot to do with this face.
They're like going, Jay Kidwell's going goth. Hey, all right. Hold up. We got to take a quick break here. We still have a good 15 minutes coming up. So Jay Kidwell, a great guest, WHBF sports anchor, arrived in the Quad Cities back in 2001. Final segment coming up with Mr. Kidwell right after this on WMJ and WMJ.com.
As a small business owner, you know that every year running a business brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus, and Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Your Country Financial representative can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give your agent a call today. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Contact your Country Financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Viola, see me, Troy Mayhew.
And in Moline, see me, Steve Sim.
Office Specialist understands keeping communities safe is a priority. Office Specialist is open during this unprecedented time as an essential business. They are key in logistics for public safety, municipalities, banks, food service, healthcare, and more. Purchase items by calling 309-342-7711 to arrange curbside pickup or delivery to the Aledo area. Or go to osi.biz to order online. Office Specialist frequently sanitizes surfaces within their facility, their warehouses, and their vehicles. Office Specialist in Galesburg thanks you for your support. The human foot is complex with 26 bones, 33 joints, 20 of which are actively articulated, and there's more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments. That's why 6140 Run has Albert, the revolutionary 3D foot scanner. Albert helps customize your shoes specifically to meet your feet. Whether you run, walk, or on your feet for a long time, 6140 Run knows how feet come in all shapes and sizes. And with Albert, you'll get a customized, comfortable fit every time. 6140 Run carries Hoka, Brooks, Mizuno running and walking shoes, and Red Wing and Wolverine work boots. For a better fit for your feet, see 6140 Run on Main Street in downtown Galesburg.
6140 Run showroom is closed to walk-in traffic, but if you need shoes, call for an appointment.
All right, Jay Kidwell's career began way back in 1990 in Springfield, Massachusetts, and 30 years broadcasting television, 19 of those in the Quad Cities at WHBF-TV. Now, Jay Kidwell, 19 years at one station. That normally doesn't happen. How is that working for Jay Kidwell?
It is working great, and I'm incredibly fortunate. There's no doubt about it. I've had incredible support. Most notably, my general manager, Marshall Porter, has been our general manager probably for 14, 15 of those years, and he actually just announced like 2 days ago that he's going to retire May 15th, and he's heading to northern Wisconsin to do his ATVing and hunting and all of that. But he's been an incredible supporter of mine. So over the various news directors that have come and gone, he's sort of the backbone for everything. So I've been incredibly incredibly lucky, incredibly fortunate, and a lot of that goes with the great area, because he hears about things, people tell him what they like or don't like, and that sort of adds into it. But I've been very fortunate. There's no doubt. People can get sick of looking at your face, and they're just change for the sake of change, and obviously we're not at the top of the ratings list, so you could make changes for the sake of changes and to try to shake things up. But I've been very fortunate and love what I do, and as I say, I think this is just a fantastic area. Whether it's a football night going down to Aledo, down there, and I love seeing all the signs in the yards and all of that, or rolling in on a basketball night. It's just great stuff. So I've been very lucky, but yeah, it's not necessarily. When I came out in 2001, I had no idea how long I was going to be here.
In terms of relationships, like in this business for 30 years, and I'm talking about newsroom relationships, and I'm not going to have you name names because, like, people are out there listening. Well, maybe Kidwell will say who's the biggest jerk in the Quad City TV market. We ain't going to ask. He probably wants to answer. No, just kidding. But I mean, you're in this business, and I think you have the right approach, right? And if you last 30 years in this business, you have the right approach, because it's about relationship, about relationships. So what you've seen, probably some toxic relationship or toxic attitude, I should say, over the years. So can you kind of, I don't know, elaborate a little bit on that? When you say, especially doing sports like me, I realize how blessed I am. You get the opportunity to do this job. And if you really complain, I mean, hours sometimes, yeah, sure. But I mean, if you realize when they turn the mic on and they say, well, they're letting you broadcast a basketball game or a football game, and something you really love to do, like me, and you're getting paid for it, then there shouldn't be too many complaints. But I'm sure that you've seen in your 30 years that you've seen some guys or girls, and you probably said, man, are they really complaining about the job, the opportunity they have and what they're doing, but they're complaining about it, and they're doing freaking TV sports? So tell us a little bit about seeing some of that maybe over your 30 years, and maybe you want to tell them, hey, lighten up, Francis. You don't realize the opportunity you have, but it's up to them to learn or figure out that this is a great opportunity. But sometimes it's too late for them to figure that out, and they're not going to last in the business.
Yeah, no, you are right on that. But I will say the current crew that we have in our market, Matt Corey, Joey, Scooby, and my guys, Dustin and Adam, nobody currently is anything in that neck of the woods. Some of the stuff is from years gone by. And there's been some people that, a lot of the guys that, it's 6 and 8, I'll be hanging out with them at games more than I'll see people at my own station, because we're hanging out at the various games for, an hour, or hour and a half or whatever. So we'll be visiting with those guys as much as, people in my own building. I did have a guy a few years back, probably more like 10 years back, that was very abrasive, and, everything was wrong, and kind of took a nasty attitude towards things. And then even he took it on TV at times, and I think for, like, high school softball, he'd say, just some random name, Ann Smith strikes out. Ann Smith strikes out. What are you looking at? Take a seat. And I'm like, you can't be doing that. I mean, that's not going to work.
Take a seat.
And his tenure was fairly short. Sort of my theme on all of that is, if it's strikeout, I'm calling the pitcher's name. If it's a home run, I'm calling the hitter's name.
Yeah.
I'm never going to embarrass a high school kid. I'm certainly not going to tell Ann Smith, which is a fictitious name for our story here, I'm not going to tell Ann Smith to take the seat, and what were you looking at? No, please, let's not go down that road.
And Ann Smith gives up a gopher ball.
Yeah, I mean, boy, a rough day for Ann. I'm thinking no dessert for Ann tonight. Yeah, no, we're not going down that avenue. So, you've run into people that have been like, well, you know, I've heard another game, you know, hopefully we can get out of here soon, get something and get out of here. And it's like, boy, we've got a great deal here. I'm not, you know, I mean, all right, have a good day. I don't quite get why you would be, there are people that, you know, dread going to some of the events. It's like, well, you know, I don't think anyone's got a gun to your head to do this job. I mean, if you don't want to do it, I mean, go in other directions. And there's times, you know, I run into folks that are, you know, concerned about working holidays and stuff. And it's like, well, I mean, we're 365. I mean, it's pretty much every day. And over the years, as my kids have gotten older, I've ended up working, you know, some Christmases at times to get, you know, some of my weekend guys that if they don't have the day off, they can't drive home to see their family or something. So, you know, when my kids were littler and it was, you know, I can still do Christmases and stuff like that. And I kind of enjoy seeing my weekend guys succeed and keeping, if I can make life good for them, then it's good for me. So, but yeah, there are times you run into people and you're shaking your head and you're like, I don't get it. But, and when I had the one guy in particular, he wasn't around for too long. And, like, I don't think we can continue this much longer.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just curious as we're winding down. You don't look like you get that mad too often. But I assume there's, like, a story. And I'm talking about within the business where you're doing something and something just really ticked you off. Like, maybe in the newsroom or something. Or, I mean, has there ever been one of those moments where Jay Kidwell just got really PO'd about something?
What gets me, I'll tell you, boy, we should have done this like 20 years ago, because probably at 35, let me think, what would have gotten me mad at 35? Because right now, if I get mad about something, that's on me. I try not to give, I try to, you know, self-control, and the only things that can really get me angry would be anything regarding, you know, loved ones. And I mean that like that would be more disappointing, not necessarily anger. All right, I'm getting too deep with you here. What would be, what would I get mad about? I'm failing here, Jim.
Because your personality is this, your personality sets up that I just can't imagine you getting too worked up about anything in the sports business. So that's great. And that's how we kind of will wind down our show today. So Jay Kidwell, great guy, WHBF sports anchor, been in the Quad City market since 2001. You want a Go For It challenge, get a hold of Jay at WHBF. We need him out in Mercer County, Lower Rock County, Henderson County. Maybe you can go bass fishing someday out here in Mercer County. Try to land the big one at a farm pond, something like that. So get a hold of him. Jay, you've been great this morning, a good dude. Keep up the great work, man. You're really good for the Quad City TV market, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, likewise, sir. Jim, you're an ace out there as well. WRMJ, keep doing what you're doing, and everybody stay strong. My heart bleeds for everyone who's going through tough times, and I just wish everyone the best. And, Jim, thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
All right, a great Saturday morning. WRMJ Sportsline, Jay Kidwell from WHBF-TV.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers, financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. The local country financial representative knows that every situation is unique and believes that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future,